stealing horses, what with the uproar they had caused already. The lady has agents everywhere. We may not be enemies of the grand sort, but we are what she has. Someone was bound to conclude that the Black Company was back in the north. I fell asleep contemplating turning back. The least likely direction for hunters to look would be on the route to the Plain of Fear. But I could not give the order. Too much depended on us, though now my earlier optimism stood in serious jeopardy. Damned irresponsible clowns. Way back down the line, the captain, who perished at Juniper, must have felt the same. We all gave him cause. I braced for a golden dream. I slept restlessly. No dream came. Next morning, I packed Goblin and One Eye into the wagon, beneath all the clutter we deemed necessary for our expedition, abandoned the horses, and took the wagon past Maestricht. Toad Killer Dog ran point. Tracker strolled along beside. I drove. Under the tucker, Goblin and One Eye sputtered and grumbled. The garrison at the fort merely asked where we were bound. In such a bored manner, I knew they did not care. These lands had been tamed since last I passed through. This garrison could not conceive of trouble lifting its naughty head. Relieved, I turned up the road that led to Elm and Orr, and to the great forest beyond. Chapter 27 Orr.
"Don't this weather ever let up?"
One Eye whined. For a week we had slogged northward, had been victimized by daily showers. The roads were bad and promised to get worse. Practicing my Forsberger on wayside farmers, I learned that this weather had been common for years. It made getting crops to town difficult and, worse, left the grains at risk from disease. There had been an outbreak of the fire dance in Orr already, a malady traceable to infected rye. There were a lot of insects, too, especially mosquitoes. The winters, though abnormal in snow and rainfall, were milder than when we had been stationed here. Mild winters do not augur well for pest control. On the other hand, game species were diminished because they could not forage in the deep snows. Cycles. Just cycles, the old-timers assured me. The bad winters come around after the great comet passes. But even they thought this a cycle among cycles. Today's weather is already the most impressive of all time.
Deal, Goblin said, and he did not mean cards.
That fortress, which the company took from the rebel years ago, loomed ahead. The road meanders beneath its scowling walls. I was troubled, as always I was, when our path neared an imperial bastion. But there was no need this time. The lady was so confident of Forsberg that the great fortress stood abandoned. In fact, close up, it looked ragged. Its neighbors were stealing it piece by piece, after the custom of peasants the world over. I expect that is the only return they get on taxes, though they may have to wait generations for the worm to turn. Orr tomorrow, I said, as we left the wagon outside an inn a few miles past Deal. And this time there will be no screw-ups, hear? One Eye had the grace to look abashed, but Goblin was ready to argue. Keep it up, I said.